Morning, Los Angeles. Hope you got your flu shot. Reports in 5 states that a strange virus is going around. So if you're not feeling well, go home. Take care of yourself.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. It is time. It is the return of Fear of the Walking Dead. Yes, it came back. The mid-season premiere on AMC on this past Sunday. Welcome to Fear of the Walking Dead recap show. Don't forget, people, you can find all of us on iTunes. If you search Fear of the Walking Dead recap show, you can find us there. Also, audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. You can find us there. I have my fellow Fear of the Walking Dead fans on the phone as well, and they share the show, and we'll be talking about where you can find all their goodies later on. But first, starting off, I've got Jesus from dysfunctional.com. What's up, Jesus?
Not much. How's it going?
Feels good. It's good to hear your voice. My nipples are actually getting a little hard. I've been seeing a lot of pictures, girls online on Instagram. He's got like 4 girlfriends. He's got a new haircut, beard. But I got a question, Jesus.
Go for it.
Real quick. I know that you did the you know, you cut off like 2 to 3 inches off your long flowing black hair. You dyed your beard. The girls want to know, did the manscaping go down below? Did you do a little dyeing and trimming down there?
Oh, my God. I don't want to know.
Whatever. Off the air, they were like, ask him, Mike. We want to know. Is it
that
bushy?
Bull crap.
Does he have like an airplane tray? Right,
oh, my God. What the? You always take it that extra level, Mike.
And we got Brancy. What's up, Brancy?
I'm good. How are you, Mike?
Good to have you. You couldn't be with us last time because you guys were at San Diego Comic-Con and blah, blah, blah. Whatever. I want to talk to you. So you can check out her stuff, the VRO.com. You just search Variety Radio online and bam, there's her shows, because of course you're going to be coming back with some shows, right, Brancy?
Of course.
Sweetness. All right. And on the other side, I got Miss Kristen from AccordingToKristen.com. What's up, Kristen?
What up?
Good to have you, too. I know all y'all are like going back to college, manscaping. Woo! So let's talk. Let's talk Fear of the Walking Dead.
Let's do it.
This episode pretty much just surrounded around Nick. All Nick. Nothing but Nick.
Wait, can I just say I liked this episode even more because of that? Because when we did the recap of the trailer, Jesus said he didn't want that.
I was going to bring that up because I listened to your guys' recap and I was like, just what he didn't want.
No wonder we couldn't record. No wonder we couldn't record the recap show yesterday, because Jesus was like, screw you guys. It wasn't the episode I like. Now, let me ask you a question. Girls. It's coming to that. I mean, how did y'all feel about the whole Nick thing? Were y'all cool with that, or did y'all want to see more?
More like the other characters?
Yeah.
I mean, it would have been cool to show them at least a little bit.
Right.
But, I mean, he's gone through some shit, so I like that they showed his little backstory a little bit.
True that. Brancy?
Yeah, I'm on the same page. It would have been cool, but I still think it was a good episode. I was wondering when the new character was going to show up, because I knew she was going to be in it.
And she did. Jesus, now, you did not want it all focused on one person. Was it all that bad, or did you enjoy it?
I enjoyed it. It reminded me a little of the Morgan episode from Walking Dead.
Yes, the one that you and I loved and those girls hated.
Here we go.
We're going to be tormented by that.
People, if you're tuning in for the first time, we do also recap The Walking Dead. And me and Jesus were a fan, huge fan, so much of a fan that we wrote in and said, give us more Morgan. And then when we did the recap show with the girls, hated it, thought it was boring.
Oh, my God. We did not say we hated it.
That's what I heard, if I remember correctly, Jesus.
You're delusional.
So, yeah. All right. So, he definitely goes through some crap, Nick. Let's talk about he got some flashbacks. We got some flashbacks with him in rehab and everything else. I don't remember. Did we ever know that his dad died in a car accident?
No.
No. Okay. That was new.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because when that happened, I was like, wait a second. Oh, that's why he's all effed up. And then the girl that was in there in rehab was the girl from the church in episode 1 of season 1.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Did you, were y'all connecting the dots? Because I was like,
yeah.
Oh, of course you did, mm-hmm. Jesus and Brancy.
Mm-hmm. It was awesome.
You liked it.
Yeah, I thought it was super cool that the only time you actually heard Nick talk through most of the episode were only on the flashback.
That is true, huh?
Yeah, I mean, the first, what is it, like 6-7 minutes of the show, there's no talking.
Yeah, none at all. He's just doing
his had a pretty shitty day.
Was anybody bothered by that, though?
No,
I wasn't.
I wasn't, no. No, I agree, Jesus. I think it was cool. It reminded us of the Morgan episode.
Oh, yep. My God. Here we go again.
Now, everybody that's tuning for the very first time, if you didn't, I'm just joking. So, I thought that was good. I mean, I thought we were gonna get a little sprinkle. It didn't bother me, though, but I thought we were going to get a little sprinkle of some other cast. We did get introduced to Lucy. Now, Jesus, you had talked about her when we did the trailer recap.
Mm-hmm.
And you said that you were a fan of her in person because you got to talk to her.
Yeah.
When you saw her hit the screens, we didn't get a chance to interview her, but you did. When you were watching it, were you watching it going, oh yeah, that's exactly how she played it off and how she was going to be?
Well, I feel there's a lot more coming because she's supposed to be a leader and I didn't see too much of her being a leader.
Right.
So I'm hoping there's a lot more in episodes to come.
She seems like a total badass, though.
Yeah, she does.
But what I don't understand, and maybe you guys could shed some light on it, but when Nick was about to pass out, like literally falls in the street, the guy is like, Lucy, we got to go help him. They didn't even help him.
Well, did you watch The Talking Dead? Because they talked about that.
No, they didn't. I didn't. I still have it on my TV. What happened?
They talked about that, and she... the actress who plays Luciana was talking about how that's her way of testing him. You know how like Rick's group has the 3 questions.
Yes.
She's got to see if he's worthy of coming into their group.
Oh, so if he would have died, he died. But since he did wake up and made it, okay, then he's worth hearing him out. Yeah, because I saw it. I was like, we got to help him. And then all of a sudden he wakes up and I'm like, no one helped him. I was like, that's kind of effed up, Lucy. But I do like her. And I'm curious.
She's so pretty.
She is. She is, yes. She's Latin. That's why, girls.
her name I am half Latin.
It's in our blood.
Yeah. Her name is Danae Garcia.
See? Mm-hmm. Garcia. It's Latin. Right there. I just want to tell you. So what did y'all think about the trials of Nick? He's definitely gets beat down by the Latina Negan.
Oh my God, I was thinking that too when I saw the bat. I was like, oh shit, what is this?
Yes.
I think that was a way to get us riled up. I think that, you know, because she could have had a crowbar, a stick.
For real.
A chancla, something, but no, she had a bat. Chancla?
It had to be the bat. I literally tweeted that. I was like, I'm just waiting for all the Negan tweeters to come in.
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. See what happens. But so he definitely got his ass beat down. Would you guys have left like that? Or, I mean, I would have picked up my bag and shit. He just went out.
For real, I would have got my shit.
Yeah, I mean, she's already beating him.
Might as well, yeah. Like, you're already getting the beat down, so grab your shit and run. But no, I mean, it set him up because he didn't have anything. And then he gets the cartel, which it's obvious these guys aren't from the group at the very end, huh? Or are they?
Doesn't seem like it.
All right, the two different kinds of people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we got and I just called them the cartel dudes, which then he gets shot at by these guys. And it's obvious that these guys have no shame. I mean, they were killing a dude that was wanting water in the car. They didn't hesitate there. So we got that trial crap that he had to go through. And then third, the two dogs, which was my favorite part.
Oh, my God.
Oh, and I don't want to talk about it too much right now because my wife just walked in with my son. Because she's a big fan of dogs, but when did she see? She didn't get a chance to see the episode yet.
Oh my God, warn her.
No, I'm not going to warn her.
That was brutal.
No, I'm going to be like, let's name them right now. There's.
Oh my, no, you're mean.
Dude, that was pretty intense. That was that was some good blood and guts. And oh yeah.
That was a great scene.
That was. I was a fan. And it's obvious that. You know, because I think we talked about it in the trailer, were we going to get zombie blood and everything else. And I know, Jesus, you had mentioned that we probably were going to, considering you were interviewing all these people and everything else, but they didn't hold back. Those dogs attacked the zombies, and the zombies said, fuck this shit. Ate those dogs. And then what was going through y'all's mind when Nick ran over there and started chowing down on some dog food?
Oh, my God. Oh, I was watching it with Brianna, and I was like, he's going to eat it. I was like, please don't. Please don't. Please don't. And then I saw him walking over there, and I was like, oh, my God, disgusting.
That was pretty badass. That was pretty badass.
It was. Okay, let's go back a little bit further when he's eating the nopales. Like, why does he puke that up?
See, I thought you could eat cactus.
You can. I mean, we have cactus salad all the time.
So you
yeah, but talk what? About it on the Talking Dead, guys. Come
See,
on.
Brant's, good that we got Brancy here today. So what was the deal?
They talked about it because they were saying how it's a common myth that you can get water from all types of cactus. So they were trying to play on the part where, like, some of them do make you throw up. So it was like he almost got by, but no.
Yeah.
Still got trials going on. Nick.
Yeah, because Jesus, I know you got cactus in your back. You just go over there and you just chop one and then you just start feeding to the little kids that live with you, right?
Kind of, yeah.
See, there you go. That's how Jesus gets down. Okay, well, yeah, I was wondering because when he did, I was like, oh, smart, survival. And then he started puking. I was like, what the fudge? So then another trial. Now, this is where I don't understand here. He gets up with the horde, and then those three same cartel guys show up. They start shooting, and then they realize the one guy sees Nick in there and sees him and recognizes him. Nick is not going down. Nick is walking straight ahead. Any of those bullets could have hit Nick. And, of course, we know that wasn't going to happen because Nick's one of the main characters. First of all, though, how would you have felt if Nick would have just gotten taken a bullet to the head and died?
Lamest character death ever.
Oh, my God.
Killed by a stray bullet.
That would have been the talk of the town right there, y'all.
Yeah.
Would have.
You know, that would have been, and then it just switches off to somebody else, and you're like, "Whoa, whoa, did he just die?" That would have been. Oh, that
I'm pretty sure yeah. I would have stopped watching this show.
Really? Would you? Nick is your Daryl Dixon?
No, because he's not my Daryl, but he's the most interesting character on the show.
What?
I think so.
Really? Are you okay?
Yes.
Something's wrong with her.
I think that something's going on with you.
I think that I'm entitled to my opinion.
Really,
I would have given it like one or two episodes after, but I don't.
Oh, how gracious!
Yeah, no, right. You're so nice, Kristen. Really?
No,
if he would have died, you would have said, "Screw this."
As of right now, this is not my favorite show in the world, but I'm invested in it right now.
Well, you don't have to be with us if you don't want to, Kristen. I mean, that's what I'm gathering.
Love you guys.
I'm gathering that you're just ready to move on.
Listen, I like the episode.
Okay.
I'm on an episode by episode basis with this show.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Oh, okay. Hey, if you're going to leave us for Keisha, go ahead and tell me now, and then we're good.
What?
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, I took it there. It was so awesome. All right, so let's talk about, okay, so Nick's getting bullets. Was he being indestructible Superman, or is he kind of a little batshit crazy?
Batshit crazy.
Okay. I think so, too. That's two batshit crazies. Brancy?
Well, on the Talking Dead, Mike.
Jesus. I guess we should watch this for now on.
I think you should.
Damn it.
Because they did talk about that. I think it was the executive producer.
Uh-huh.
I think it was them. And either that or a writer, and he was talking about it and how he said that because Nick went through all of that, he kind of feels like he is invincible right now.
And maybe it goes back to when we thought, you know, he died so many times in season one. Well, being in rehab and being an addict and coming back, that kind of. And then, of course, Walking with the Dead probably shot his ego up some and all this other crap. Okay. Jesus.
Didn't somebody say that on another episode that him walking with them, he feels like he's invincible? I think somebody said that on another episode. Like someone that he was in his group,
yeah. Probably.
Well, Jesus. I mean, do you think he feels that way? Do you see it or batshit crazy?
I see him feeling invincible. I mean, he doesn't want to see these infected as monsters. So, It's a little bit of both, I guess.
Well, because he does make that comment. Doesn't he make that comment like, why are you going there? Because I want to, or why are you here? Or some shit because I want to go where the monsters aren't monsters.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know about that, though. Yeah. I mean, I could understand if what's her face? What was her name? The mom that he really liked? The Mexican mom?
Celia.
Okay, Celia. I could see I could see where she was saying it. You know, they take it a different thing. But I don't know. I mean, do you think he really feels that way? Because he started getting – remember when he was walking with them, he started hearing the talking? I mean, do you think he has some kind of psyche, or is it because of the heat and because he's an addict and he doesn't have food and water? Do you really think he's the chosen one, or is he just batshit crazy?
I don't think he's the chosen one, but he's definitely seeing them a whole different way than everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
I think he connects with them a little bit more.
Connects with the zombies?
Yeah.
I mean, I can see that. I don't know if I could trust that.
I don't think I would either, but it was weird when he started listening to them and getting all these voices. And was that supposed to be Maddie next to him talking?
I don't know.
He's like, it was telling him that to follow her home, right?
Yeah. Well, no. She said, no, that was his girlfriend. That I thought that was the blonde girlfriend zombie that was saying, come with me, I'll take you home.
Okay, that makes more sense.
Yeah,
than Maddie.
She was like, I'll take you home. I mean, I wish Maddie was dead, but I know. I can't be that lucky. But yeah, no, I think but you know what? But okay, so he was seeing this. What's his face? Who's my favorite? And Jesus and Brancy's favorite. And Kristen, you don't like him anymore because you like Nick. But the Mexican guy, our Latin guy, the assassin.
Daniel.
Mm-hmm. I like Daniel.
Stop it. He's the most interesting man of the show.
He is.
Yeah, but he wasn't on it.
Doesn't matter. You said you'd quit watching if Nick died. You want me to rewind? I can rewind the show.
Actually, no. You know what? I did, for a moment, forget about Daniel.
Oh, shit! Whoa! That's even worse!
Exiled.
Jesus!
My brain is fried today.
If we were playing Survivor, you'd be voted off the island. Oh, my gosh. How can you forget? No, you don't get a free pass. How can you forget about Daniel?
Because he wasn't on it, and the show just came back.
Did you not watch commercials? Didn't we not talk about it in the trailer reaction? Didn't we not do it?
Listen, yeah. Leave me alone.
Thank you. Brancy wasn't even there, and she even knows we talked about him.
Yeah, I think that in the trailer reaction, we actually said that if he's not in the first couple of episodes, it'd be cool.
Yeah. See, Kristen?
Never.
Yeah, why don't you go back and do it? That's your homework assignment, is to go back and listen to that. But you know what? But remember, Daniel was seeing the spirits and the ghosts. Now, of course, he was. I think that was like the people he killed. But there was a kind of a little spiritual connection. So I don't know. I don't know if Daniel's the same way, and so is Nick. Maybe it's deeper than what we're thinking, or I don't know. It was just kind of weird. Because I really hope that Daniel's not some psychic person. But see, Celia saw something in it. I don't know about that. Either way, I guess we'll see what happens. And then, of course, Nick, after surviving and gets to the town of Alexandria, part two, he wobbles into Tijuana. It seems like Tijuana. I've spent many a nights in Tijuana. Oh, the good old days.
Yeah.
Man, those tacos on that street were really good, too. He's dealing, he's got families, he's got kids. What do you think? What's your take on this little town?
I think he feels at home now.
You think?
Yeah, I mean, he seemed happy. He seemed to be, you know, good. Like, he just walked out there.
I think it's a little soon for him to feel like he's at home, but I think Nick of maybe, okay, I'm not going to say anyone because you guys are going to jump on me, but he's the one that has a little bit more hope. I think so.
You think Nick has hope?
Now after being in this place, I do.
Yeah, I think he definitely has hope because he's not seeing these infected as, you know, enemies or monsters. He's joining them. He's just seeing everything change and he's changing along with it.
I don't know about, I mean, for me, I could see that. I could see that. For me, and I don't know about Brancy, but for me, I think it has something to do with the cockiness. I think he walked out and was like, I think the smiles and that, I don't think it was, for me, it wasn't hope. To me, it was like, I did it. I survived, which is just going to add on to his fucking ego. And he's really going to think like, I don't need any bullets. I could bullets bounce off me, you know, or I'm not going to get bit or, you know, I don't know. I just think, I don't know. I just don't think he's looking at it as hope. I think he's going to be like, I went through hell and back and survived. And I think he's going to be the guy that's going to try to take, he's going to try to put too much on his plate. And he's going to try to think he can get away. I don't know. I just don't think he's not Superman and he's going to think he is. I don't know. Brancy, am I not making any sense?
No, you're making total sense. Because I don't feel like this is home to him, because I almost feel like Nick has never felt home.
Ooh!
I mean, he was in rehab and, you know, he was in like all these other places like when he was using. So I don't feel like he has a sense of what home is. So I don't feel like he would even feel that now. I feel like that would take time.
I agree.
But I feel like like him arriving in this place is proving the point that he was trying to make, that like he can survive and he can do it on his own.
Yes, man, I'm so glad Brancy's here. Kristen, we don't even need you.
Oh my god.
Whoa.
I don't know about that, because I feel that since he's seeing this society that is normal around these infected,
right,
he does feel like, oh, these people are thinking like me, they're embracing it like he is.
I do think that he is going to like that, especially like with the upcoming episodes, like the scene that they showed for next week. But I feel like it's too early for him to feel that right now.
I'd agree, because he just walked out of the, what you just said, Jesus, I can't see it for me, because he just walked out and all he's doing is smiling and he kicks a soccer ball. And I think he's just like, and like I said, I think he's like, I did it. And I don't think he's talked to anybody for them. No one has come up to him for him to make him think, oh, they think just like me. No, they survived. And I still think he probably thinks he's better than the people there. That's just my opinion. Because he did it all by himself without any water. I just think he's just, he was already an egomaniac in the beginning. And I think this is just a stamp of approval. Like, yeah, I was right. Just like Brancy said. So
okay.
We shall see. I mean, that's what I like. I mean, we all have different opinions, and the only ones that really matter are me, you, and Brancy. Kristen, you're out of it because
oh my god. How are you gonna say that when me and Jesus said pretty much the same thing? Because I'm more on Brancy's side anyway.
Wow.
But I'm getting exiled.
Yeah, well, you are.
You suck.
You said you would have quit watching the show and you're pretty much just on the show just because you didn't have nothing better else to do. That's how I took it. But it's okay. We'll see what happens. Scale of 1 to 10 this episode. Kristen, if we want to know your opinion, go ahead. What do you think? 1 to 10.
Not on answer.
Okay, perfect. Brancy, what do you think?
Let's see.
Premiere. Now, this is a mid-season premiere. Did this feel...
Well, yeah, see, that's the thing. You got to take it as an episode, and then you got to take it as a premiere.
Okay.
Oh, I don't want to give it a perfect 10.
Right.
Because I feel like, I don't know, because it was a premiere. So I'm going to give it a 9, because I liked it, and I like how it shows where we're going with these new people. Mm-hmm. But it was a premiere, so it would have been at least nice to at least see the other people.
Okay. Jesus!
I'm giving it a 10.
What?
Here we go.
That dog scene.
Right.
Just blew my mind. You know, even though Nick was the only person that's shown, I want to see more.
Okay.
Danae Garcia, she's hot. Definitely helped.
Okay.
Yeah, so 10.
10. Kristen, I'm going to give you another chance.
A 9.
Dude, is that Brianna? Is that Brianna talking or is that Kristen?
No, it's me.
What do you give it? A 9?
I said a 9.
A 9?
Yeah. Yes.
Why not a 10?
Because nobody else is there. And I didn't like the dog thing.
Wasn't I the one that had the problem with it only being one person?
Didn't Kristen,
she'd be totally happy if it was that way?
Oh, God, you guys are going to make me hang up right now.
Kristen, man. Kristen. Welcome back, Kristen.
Didn't I say in the beginning of this recap that it would have been nice to see a little bit of everybody else? I didn't say I had a problem with it only being him.
Yeah, you did when...
No, I didn't.
Brancy, this is good.
This is getting wild.
This is better than the episode. while y'all hash it out or fight it out, whatever, I give it an 8, a good 8. It didn't feel like for me, I thought I was going to be like, oh, fuck it, Jet! But it was good, but I definitely liked the dog scene and then the cartel guys. I mean, they didn't hold back, which was cool. So, and then, you know, it was a well-done Nick episode. It wasn't, you know... At least the girls liked it, and unlike the Morgan episode. So they must have did something right, I guess. So that is it. I think we're done, right? Kristen, are you upset?
No, I'm fine.
Man. Right? I think we touched a little... the truth hurts, doesn't it, Kristen?
No, that's not truth, but
whoa,
I guess.
Whoa! Okay. Should we... Kristen, do you want to let everybody know where they can find the truth at?
Oh my God! You guys are killing me today.
I know you got a blog. Do you want to give it out? Give
the truth. AccordingToKristen.com.
Sweet. Now it's got everything there, right? Your Twitter, your Instagram, or do you want to give that out too?
The Twitter and Tumblr is at Kristen0409.
Cool. Are you done, Kristen? I don't want to upset you anymore.
Oh my God!
Just to make sure. Jesus.
Yeah, my blog dysfunctional.com. Twitter and Instagram at Dysfunctional, Facebook Dysfunctional LA, the Good Shows app, and Snapchat Dysfunctional.
Sweet! Brancy!
You can find me at VRO Brancy on Twitter and Instagram, and also the VRO.com.
Alrighty, and for me, you can check out my blog, iWatchMike.com, Twitter and Instagram, Mike the Movie Guy, iWatchMike on Facebook, and of course, Good Shows app. If you've got the iPhone or Android, whatever, check out Good Shows app. Get on there, and we're all on there, so find us. And don't forget, once again, jump on iTunes. You can hear our shows, our past recap shows, or the past season that we did for Fear of the Walking Dead. Go on iTunes, search Fear of the Walking Dead Recap Show, and it is there. You'll see us. And if not, if you don't have that, audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. That's what it is. Plus, all our other blogs have the shows there as well, so you can check that out. Okay? Hopefully, next week, I know what we're doing is we're watching the show, of course, on Sundays. And we're going to recap it either Monday evening or Tuesday evening, depending on the girls' school schedules. Jesus, you and I don't have a life, and we're already smart. And yep. So we don't need to go to college or anything. But the girls are going to school, and so we're going to kind of flip-flop and see what works. And as soon as we get the shows up, we'll post them and everything. Ladies, and Brancy, thank you for joining. Kristen, I don't know if you're going to be with us next week, because if... I just don't know how you feel right now.
Oh, my God.
And, Jesus, thank you very much. Mm-hmm. And we'll come back next week with more of Fear of the Walking Dead. Everybody say goodbye to everybody. Kristen, if you want, you don't have to.
Oh, my God.
And we'll leave it there.
Morning, Los Angeles. Hope you got your flu shot. Reports in 5 states that a strange virus is going around. So if you're not feeling well, go home. Take care of yourself.